Ah, the sweet sound of pads popping. That's always a fun day. The first full pads practice for the Jaguars Wednesday at the Florida Blue practice field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. We'll get to the first day in full pads coming up. But for the offense today, two-minute and red zone work. The two-minute especially is in quarterback Blake Bortles' wheelhouse. He looked good there at times last season. Overall in this camp, he's looked pretty sharp a few days in. Gus Bradley said earlier that he can tell he put in that work in the offseason. And for number five, what a difference a year makes.
I think last year was kind of, head was spinning. And I think this year it feels more normal. It feels natural. It feels like this is my job. You know, this is my workplace. And now I want to come in every day and try and focus on owning this offense and really trying to master this craft.
Now we go to the trenches. Full pads for the first time Wednesday, so plenty of focus on the offensive and defensive lines. Good competition there, of course, almost all the way across. And for the big guys, it's always a different feel when the full pads go on.
I think our guys felt the heat a little bit, though. And that's what we talked about after practice. There was some straining going on. And we'll take care of them, but hopefully, you know, we get strain, and then take care of them, and then three strains in a row and take care of them, and eventually get them ready to go. So we need this. And I think for some of it was hard, and we want to get to the point where it's hard and fun.
You got to get adjusted to it and everything like that. And I'm a big believer in, you know, getting in shape for football is when you play football. So, and especially with the pads on, that comes with the pads and everything like that. So, yeah, it's been good for us, you know, get that second day under us and everything like that. And now we can just move forward.
Some notes from Wednesday. Wide receiver Marquise Lee left practice with a hamstring strain. Gus Bradley said it's nothing major, but they'll monitor him off to the side as they move forward. The Bowenko-Wisniewski battle continues at center, and Bradley said they'd rather have a decision earlier than later to get that group to work together. And Leo defensive end Chris Smith had an excellent day in one-on-one work against the offensive line. He's getting a lot of good reps with Chris Clemens off to the side. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with Marquise Lee. Yep. Here we go again, huh?
Well, and it's important not to make too much of it. I mean, this is one practice. It appears he pulled a hammy running a route. So, yes, it's the same story. It's the same story we saw in his first off season here. He had a knee this off season, and he missed three games with a hamstring last year. At the same time, it is one. If it's not an extended thing, it's not a big deal. And he had looked very good in the first few practices. So let's not completely turn this into, oh, no, here we go again. At the same time, it appears this is going to be a topic until he stays on the field long enough for it not to be a topic.
We mentioned the center battle earlier. That thing's heating up now with full pads on. They want this thing done pretty quick, though, right?
Well, and another note today, Gus spoke pretty highly of Zane Beatles, and it looks like Zane is a very likely starter over at the left guard spot. But, yeah, it appears that Wisniewski, Bowenko, they're going to give it a while, but they're not going to give it too long. I guess he said it was going to be third or fourth game, but not much past the third game, so that's going to play out pretty quickly, and I don't think there's a real leader yet.
Red zone and two-minute work today. The two-minute work obviously was good for Bortles last year, and it's carrying over now into this camp as a whole. He's looked pretty good.
Well, I think it's significant. Blake may have had his best practice today and looked very good on three or four different throws and continued to look confident. But I think what's significant is it's not unusual now. This is three or four days in a row where he has not only looked the part, but he's made solid throws, he's led. It's early in camp, but this guy looks like he's starting to take ownership of this job and is starting to show the consistency. As Gus says, stacking him up day to day, it's exactly what you wanted to see out of him early.
First day in full pads is done. And guess what? It gets harder from here.
And we talked quarterback.
That's how that
that's
works.
Right,
that's
right.
A good sign.
Around
right?
Here, you have to.
That's for sure. Let's finish with the play of the day today. This is in two-minute work. Blake Bortles, a long pass to Allen Hurns in the second-year receiver with a nice catch, nice throw, and a great catch for the duo. More highlights coming up on Jaguars.com. The Jags are back on the practice field Thursday at 9:55 a.m. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.